Hello again. It's a month since I joined the English service. Went to Australia, came back, had an entrance exam, and then teachers meeting. So it's really good to be back. But I think maybe it's not your first time at all. You might have been here for a whole month and just didn't notice. And Cathy and Roger, it's nice to see you. I listened to last Sunday's sermon or the Sunday before, and I heard your names there. It's like, oh, you're here, good. And this is a time when we have a time of testimony, something you want to share, maybe something to pray about. And I'll start since I'm here. About 20 years ago, Pastor Chris, another friend, Nozomu, another friend, Steve, there were about five or six of us, and we used to have a kind of, in the middle of the week, maybe Wednesday night from around 10 to 12, we'd meet. And we started it not as a Bible study, not as a prayer meeting, but as a reading. We were reading the books of C.S. Lewis. So first we did things like Mere Christianity, then we went through the whole Narnia series, and then we finished all those, and we looked for some more. And one, we wanted, especially at that time, Nozomu couldn't read that much English, so we wanted something available in both languages. And we came across a book called Treasures in the Snow. I don't know if, does anyone know that? It's kind of children's book. I think it's the children, it's set in Switzerland, so it's a bit like Heidi. And it's about a family living halfway up the mountainside with their cows. And it's really wonderful. It tells about, they have a godly grandmother who's praying for them and guiding them. And the struggles they have of, how do you forgive something really bad and really hard? And so that's what I read. I pulled it off the bookshelf and read it this past week. I've been really, really blessed. So if you'd like to read it sometime, talk to me. And so that's kind of an unexpected thing. It's a book written for junior high or elementary school children. I read it 20 years ago, but it was a real blessing. So that's how I've been blessed this week. Thank you.
Hello, my name. Mihoko. Last Friday, Jim Sensei and our Bible study enjoyed eating at a Korean restaurant. Yeah, it was nice. And the owner is a Korean lady, and she used to be the member of our Bible study, and now. Sorry to say this, but Korean and Japanese governments are not in good relationships. However, I was very, very happy that our friendship between us and Jin Sukuna, the lady, Christian Korean lady, our friendship never moves. We have been friends for 15 years or more. And and it will surely continue. Thank you. We are one in Him.
Hello, everyone. My name is Grace. I want to talk to you something that God has been speaking to me recently, and probably I've talked about it here before, but it's about witnessing. And I don't know if you've been witnessing recently, but I've not been witnessing. And God has sent us to Japan because He wants to use us to help the people around us to know Him. And We have so many reasons not to witness in Japan. Should I call them reasons or excuses? You will say, I don't speak Japanese, so I cannot say anything about God to someone in Japan. Or people in Japan hate God, so we can't just bring about the topic of God to them. Or I am shy. We can't talk about the weather or anything else, but when it comes to talking about church or God, then I'm not able to do it. I fear. And so many other reasons, you know. And or maybe there's no one to witness to. Okay. Yeah, you can say there's no one, even if there are people, but you can say I have no one to witness to, and God wants us to be witnesses, and He always speaks to me to remind us that God wants us to witness. And the first thing is for you to be willing. It's not, witnessing is not a gift that someone has. When God has saved us, when He has shown us the light, He wants us to show the light to people around us. And what we need to do is to trust Him to help us. We can't do it, but we can pray and He will help us. And sometimes there's someone close to you, they don't know God, you don't know what to do. Just pray about it. Tell God, there's this someone, I really love them. And I can't share the gospel with them, but do something. God will do something. Or maybe you don't have a way to tell them about God. And just tell God, honestly, I want this person to know about you or to just hear about you, but I don't know how to do it. Show me how to do it. Give me an opportunity. God will give you the opportunity. He will. So we have to be, first of all, willing to witness. That's the first step. Just show God that I am willing to witness. I don't know how to speak well. I can't speak so much Japanese, for those of us who are non-Japanese, and I'm shy. But God, I'm willing. So just make it possible in your own way, and it will happen. So for the past like 2 or 3 weeks, I've witnessed before, but recently I've not witnessed. I became busy, and witnessing just means bringing God in a conversation with someone who doesn't know God. And it doesn't have to be preaching the gospel. It can be anything, you know. We live in Japan, and we know there's just a way you can bring about something in a conversation. So witnessing doesn't have to be Jesus loves you, He died on the cross for you. It doesn't have to be like that, especially in Japan. In my country, that's how we witness. We go to someone or their house, we knock the door, and we say, do you know Jesus? Do you have a relationship with Jesus? No, but I go to church. Then we pick up from there. But Japan is a little different, so we have to ask God for the wisdom to do it. And most of the time, it doesn't happen at once. It's like you build a friendship, and then you'll find a way to talk about God somehow into your conversation. And God will always give you opportunities. But personally, I will say I've lost so many opportunities to witness. And maybe you too. God gave you a precious opportunity with someone. You build a friendship, and then you didn't talk about God, and the person moved to another city or something like that, and you felt, I just lost the opportunity. But we don't have to regret about the lost opportunities. We can hope for new opportunities, and we pray that we don't lose them. So as you begin to build a friendship with someone, pray about it. God, we have already struck a conversation with this guy or this lady, and I just pray that it will go to a direction where I can bring in your name, and God will do it. I will give you my own testimony, and it is just to encourage you, because probably more than 1 year has gone and I've not been able to talk about God to anyone. And God just began to speak to me. We live in Japan, and witnessing is just part of us. It's not us doing it. It's God doing it. That's why you have to trust Him. As long as you come in touch, in contact with someone, then tell God about it. I desire that this person will know about you, will hear about you. So open that opportunity, God, and just help me to do it. And of course, it takes courage, you know, and one other excuse we have is I'm not so fluent. And then I just remembered Peter, when they were preaching in the New Testament, you know, they were not learned. And somehow the Holy Spirit just enabled them to speak. And that's what God has promised us. That moment when you don't even know what to say, you have even no vocabulary, God will send the Holy Spirit to you. to give you what to say to this person, and God has promised to be with us. So as I was thinking about it, God confirmed to me through one of the devotionals I was doing this week, because I was feeling, okay, God, you're telling me to witness. I don't even know whom to witness to, but God is saying, I want you to witness. Any opportunity you get to meet someone new or someone you've been interacting with for a long time, and you just eat lunch, you just eat dinner, and then you never talk about anything to do with me. It is sad, because people in Japan live in darkness. And I'm going to read a scripture that came up in my devotional this week. It's from Matthew chapter 4. Matthew chapter 4 from verse 12 is talking about Jesus begins his Galilean ministry. I'll just read from 12 to 16 because this scripture just came in one of my devotional and it was just about witnessing. Now, when Jesus heard that John had been put in prison, he departed to Galilee. And leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is by the sea in the regions of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea beyond the Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles, the people who sat in darkness have seen a great light. And upon those who sat in the region and shadow of death, light has dawned. And when I read this scripture, I think it was on Thursday, then I just began to think that we live in a country that is so full of darkness. Jesus was beginning his ministry, and of course Jesus is the light, and he was bringing the light to this region that was so full of darkness. And we have Jesus in our hearts. We are like candles of light. But this light, God wants us to bring it to the darkness that is around us. You know, we have a lot of darkness around us. I'm sorry to say this, but some people close to us are so kind, they are so nice, but they are dark because they don't know God. In the spiritual world, they are just darkness near us, and we are carrying this light in us, and God wants us to bring this light in the darkness, like Jesus came. And he shone the light in that region, and people's lives were changed. And that's what God wants to use us to do in Japan. We are interacting with darkness. Some of us, it's maybe our family members, our sisters, our brothers. We live with them under the same roof, but they are in the dark. And God wants us to bring his light. And the light comes. Prayer alone is not enough. You have to ask God to help you to speak up something. Because as I've always said, some of the people you see, you're the only Jesus they will ever see. And you don't know how long they will see the Jesus in you. So the people I work with at Hiroshima University, they see I am the Jesus they are seeing. So if I'm just praying and I don't say anything to them, I'm wishing that another person will come and speak to them. But God is saying, I want to use you. So I'm supposed to go back to the same God and ask him, God, what can I do? Bring a situation, bring a conversation with this person that will lead me to talk about you. And I can assure you, God will do it. Just be willing and ask him how you will do it and witness for Christ. So we normally go every Friday to eat okonomiyaki in a shop that is not so far away from our house, maybe 10 minutes walking. And we've been going there, I don't remember when we began, but maybe close to a year now. So you can imagine every Friday, of course, except when I've traveled to Kenya or I'm away from Hiroshima, I'm eating in this shop every Friday. And it just happens, most of the customers on Friday are the same customers. So I tend to meet the same people every Friday. I've never talked about God, but I pray. Somehow when I'm with Joyce, before we eat, even if we are in a restaurant, we pray. So they see us praying. And let me tell you, even praying for a meal could be a way to strike a conversation with someone. There are so many ways. And the reason why I like sharing is because we live in Japan, and some of the ideas that we can share with one another can help us. Even just people seeing you pray can be a way to strike a conversation. Why do you always pray before eating? That's one way. And just anything, you know. What do you do on Sundays? You know, how do you spend your week? Somehow, you will say, on Sunday, I go to church. Oh, you go to church. So I've always told God, I don't know how to witness to this bunch of Japanese people who don't know any English, and I'm interacting with them every day, and I've just been reluctant. But God kept saying in my heart, the people you are meeting, the people you are interacting with are the people I want you to witness to. And you don't have to figure out how to do it. Just ask me and I will show you how to do it. And I'm not saying I've witnessed to them, but I'm just sharing with you because these are the kind of situations you will find yourself in, and you will trust God to help you to witness. And we just help one another because we are living in Japan and we want as much as possible to be Christ's ambassadors. And time is going and people are on the way to destruction, you know. Maybe a few days ago, I saw a picture on Facebook. Someone shared about what Christians are doing and what the non-Christians are doing. So it was a picture of a golf park. A Christian is playing golf, and there's an apartment next to the park, and it's burning with fire, and there are sinners inside. And, you know, and this guy was just saying, people near us are on the way to destruction, and we are playing golf. We are so relaxed. But God wants us to think about these people because we can help them through his power. So on Friday, so I read this devotional on Thursday, and I'm telling God, so you want us to bring light in Japan. How do we do this? It seems impossible. When you talk to people in Japan, it seems like it's impossible to witness. And so most people just give up, you know. They don't like the gospel. Why will I invite someone to church, you know? And sadly, most of us have also given up. We don't care to share the gospel because kind of we know. But you never know. You never know. Just be willing and do what you can do. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you. So on Friday, we go to eat okonomiyaki as usual. Here am I. I've just read that scripture and I don't know what to do. And then one of the ladies who eats every Friday with us, she always asks what we do. Do you work on weekends? I don't work on weekends. So this weekend, there's a typhoon coming. You know these conversations that we pick up with Japanese people. They'll always talk about the weather. Something like typhoon is a good topic, you know. Just anything, the weather, you know. These are the kind of, you know, it's true. Food, oishi, what do you eat? You know, these are the kind of things we talk with Japanese people. We live in Japan and we know these things. So the typhoon topic comes up and something. So she asks me, so tomorrow, I had some work yesterday, so I went to my workplace, I told her that, and then Sunday, what are you going to do? I told her, Sunday, I go to church. And we pick a conversation from there, and so where do you go to church? I tell her, Mitake. Oh, Mitake is far, how do you go there? I tell her, I take Roman Densha to Hiroshima Station, and then I take Kabese. Oh, that's too far. And you go every week? You know, she's just like, why will you be traveling every week to very far? You know, she's just tired, and it's not her, it's me, but she just looks so tired by thinking that every week you have to go to Bitaki. And I'm telling her, yes, we go every week. And somehow, I just pick up a conversation from there. And, you know, when I lost my key, I told them, because these are the people I meet every Friday, so my problems, I pour to them also. So I told her, you remember when I lost my key? So I began telling her why I come to Mitaki every Sunday and I will sacrifice and come. You know, I just began to tell her how God is so great. You know, my Japanese is not so good, but let me tell you, just leave the Holy Spirit to help someone understand your broken language or your, you know, just let the Holy Spirit do the work. Just you know, we can't do so much, to talk so much, but the little we can. So I just began to tell her how God is so great, how God is so important, and that's why I will go to Mitaki every Sunday. I will commute, even if it's raining, I'll go ahead. And I told her, you remember my key got lost? We prayed. We went to Mitaki and we prayed, and by God's power, I found my key. And then from there, we are just talking. I just found myself talking about the goodness of God to an unbeliever. And this Sunday, I just felt like encouraging you. Some of the testimonies we share here, believe me, they are not meant for Christians alone. These things, we are supposed to share them with non-Christians around us and ask God to help you to know how you'll bring it about. A miracle happens. We are so happy to hear about it. But try and tell it to a non-Christian also. Somehow, bring it in a conversation that this happened and God did this. I was sick. You remember when I was sick? You know, I prayed and God healed me. This morning I had a testimony here. A Japanese lady said after their cell group or something, they laid their hands on one of them who had a back problem. And when they reached their homes, they got an email from the lady that her back was healed. You know, these kind of things, they are good to share here, but God wants us to find a way to share them also to non-Christians. So it actually doesn't have to be preaching the gospel that Jesus loves you, and if you don't believe in him, you're going to hell. And it doesn't have to be like that. It can just be something small that happens. And I believe some of these miracles God does in our lives because he wants us to share them with the non-Christians around us. He wants them to come up in the conversations, because somehow with the Japanese people, you have to start from very far to come to the gospel, you know. You can just start from the power of prayer, you know, praying little by little, and then finally you reach to the gospel. But somehow, it's all leading to preaching the gospel and just letting the people see the light of God. So on Friday, I felt like maybe the door is opening slowly and slowly to witness. I don't know how I'll do it, but I'll just trust God. If he opens such conversations so that his name just comes up, or even the church, you know, it could just be a topic about church. You know, what's church? Somehow, because this is part of your day-to-day life, whoever you pick a conversation with, if you can talk about tomorrow's typhoon coming, trust me, you can talk to them about your Sunday, how you spend your Sunday, and how you pray every morning before you go out, and how maybe God answered one day you prayed. You can say, our God answers prayer. There's a day I needed this, and you can't believe I just prayed, because our God answers prayer, you know. Just things like that. And you're like laying a foundation on things you can build up in your future conversations, and they will lead you to witnessing. So today I just felt to challenge you, let us witness for Christ. I can't do it for you, because the people you're meeting are not the same people I'm meeting, but if we share our experiences, they will help us. No one, it takes courage, you know. Let me tell you, it takes courage. No one is bold enough to just start preaching the gospel, but it takes courage, and you just have to remember, it's not you who is doing it. It's God who is doing it. So pray about it. Especially when it's so difficult, pray about it. Tell God, there is this person we are meeting, and we really feel in our hearts that he should know. He should know about you. But we don't know how it will begin and how it will end, but somehow, help us, give us those conducive conversations that will drive us towards just anything to do with you, anything to do with you. And if it's a miracle, tell God, do something in my life so that I will share about it in church and also outside church. So let us witness, and let us pray for each other, that each of us will be a witness where God has blessed us. Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Art. Darcy and I are really tired. We've had like homestay the last 2 weeks, and then out of town visitors stay with us on top of that, and Shuhei stay with us on top of that, and then we hosted a missionary barbecue yesterday, and so we're pretty tired. We're going to America in 3 weeks from tomorrow, and so there's a lot of logistics to kind of tie up. It's going to be crazy because we're only going to be back for a month. We're really hoping to get someone to come up and join our ministry team so that we can actually have a vacation that's a little longer. But we have animals to look after, and at some point we'll have people. And so it's just not possible right now to take that long. Initially, I was just going to take 2 weeks back, but then I said I'll just stay for a month. So we are also at like a pretty big deficit in our support as missionaries. We're like almost $12,000 that we owe our mission agency. So please pray for new supporters. And that's a big reason that we'll be going every Sunday to different churches and sharing. And so I'm not really too worried about that. I know God will provide. But yeah, just please pray for support. And then also, it's going to be so busy. Just seeing friends and introducing Yua to family and speaking at churches and being in three different cities. And it's going to be really, really hectic. So just pray for the time, that we'll use it well, that it would be refreshing. We still have a couple loose ends to tie up here with people, like coordinating people to come to the house to feed the chickens. Made like a, a feeder, so it doesn't, they don't need to be fed every day. And then we have a couple holes taking care of Molly. We have some people that are willing to do it for some part, the dog. And so just pray that we'll be able to cover the rest of that time. Anything else? Yeah. But it's been really good lately, but it's been really, really tiring. Oh, tonight, Katsuya is coming, and he's meeting what's going on with this thing? He's meeting my two best friends, who are both have lived in the West. One lived in Canada, and one lived in America. And so they have a lot in common in terms of issues coming back with kind of a Western way of looking at things and Japanese growing up. And of course, they look Japanese, so they're expected to act Japanese, but there's some things that they kind of like to hold on to about the Western world. And so I'm really excited to get Katsuya in the same room with these two guys who have many of the same experiences and many of the same struggles. But I'm also really interested to get those two guys in the same room with Katsuya because he's a Japanese Christian. And so these guys have both heard the gospel and my testimony, but I don't know if they've ever met a Christian who's a Japanese person. So anyway, prayers for tonight that it would be fun. And I'm really excited about just bringing three really cool people that I know together. And I bought steak. Thanks.